Hey everyone, Connie here. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Before we continue, I'd like to take this opportunity to share with you my book called How to Start Your Virtual Assistant Business, 10 Steps to Earn Online as a Top-Notch Virtual Assistant. It contains 10 bite-sized chapters to build a thriving online business, have a consistent income, and get the time freedom you always wanted. It's a perfect gift for you or your loved ones who want to start an online business and work from home or anywhere. Check it out at conniezabala.com/VABook. Want a free chapter? Sure! Just visit bit.ly/VABook free chapter and get your copy. Again, that's bit.ly/VABook free chapter.
Hello, aspiring and fellow freelancers. This is Connie and Belle, your hosts for the Freelancing with Faith podcast. Connie is podcasting from her bedroom in Navotas,
while Belle is podcasting from her home in Parañaque.
We are both moms and working from home for years. As you listen, make sure to grab your coffee or tea or any drink you prefer. Pay attention and take down notes. Get ready to learn how to build your online freelancing business while strengthening your faith in God.
Hello everyone! Good evening, good afternoon, or good morning wherever you are watching from, especially to our team replay. We are Connie and Belle, and we are here to share with you how to start and scale your freelancing business with God as the real boss. But before we continue, we will come back after this short intro. And if you haven't done so yet, make sure that you are subscribed and click the bell to get notifications, because we go live every Monday and Thursday at 8 p.m. By the way, our topic for tonight is tips for effective chatbot digital marketing strategy. So, Sis Belle, can you share what we do on Mondays and Thursdays, why we go live twice a week?
Yeah, so it's so easy to remember. It's always at 8 p.m. Mondays and Thursdays, 8 p.m. So the only difference is every Monday at 8 p.m. we do our live praise and worship sessions, because here at Freelancing with Faith, we really believe that it's good to start the week with a praise and worship session, right?
Yes.
And every Thursday we always share tips and about freelancing, and we also interview guests who are already experts on different niches. So if you're interested to learn more about freelancing, be sure to tune in every Thursday at 8 p.m.
Yes, and we won't mind you joining our live praise and worship as well. And if you have a special request, favorite worship songs, let us know. Maybe we can sing that with you. So anyway, before we formally start, let's have an opening prayer first. I know that our special guest is currently hearing us right now. So let's remember that we are in the presence of God. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we praise you. We glorify you. We honor you. We thank you for blessing us these past few days. We're grateful for all the resources and the people you're sending our way, so we are able to bless others and do what you called us to do. We ask for forgiveness for every wrongdoings we committed. We lift up to you every person who is watching and listening to this podcast. We pray you open their hearts and minds so that whatever we share with them will create an impact in their freelancing journey. We also lift up to you, Belle and I, as well as Ruth and the rest of our families and loved ones. Pour out your Holy Spirit in us so we will continue to have the courage to say the right words, to share what you're teaching us with the goal of telling your truth. help us, especially our brothers and sisters, build a thriving freelance business while we grow and strengthen our faith and relationship with you as our Lord. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Name the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, so for our viewers out there, this video will be premiering. We pre-recorded it because our special guest is not available on the exact time that we go live. So if you have questions, just feel free to share them in the comment section and we will relay those questions to our special guest. And speaking of that, Sis Bell, you can now introduce our guest for tonight.
Yes. So our special guest for tonight, I love the different roles she mentioned in our bio. Our special guest for tonight is a mom, a registered nurse by profession, and a freelancer by choice. I love that. I love the way she described it. She's also an agency partner and messenger marketing expert in ManyChat. She's also a certified social media specialist and a coach and consultant. So we'll try to ask her what exactly is she coaching and consulting with. So without further ado, here's Miss Mary Ruth Tolentino.
Yay! Clap, clap, clap.
Hi! Thank you so much for that intro.
Thank you for spending time with us and for finally having the
it's
time.
My honor. Thank you.
Yes, can you share with us your story? How did you choose freelancing, or why did you come up, and when? Why did you choose actually to become a freelancer, even if you're a nurse and all that? You are doing so many things.
Okay. So, as I mentioned in the intro, I'm a mom. So, prior to that, I'm a nurse, and then I got married and have a kid. And then when I became a mom, I thought, I don't want to work 9-to-5 job and leave my children to a yaya or to my parents and all. And that's the time that, you know, I don't know if someone can relate to this. I Googled, how can I work from home, and how, something like that. How can I earn from home? So yeah, that's the time that I discovered, oh, there's this thing called freelancing. And I searched in, you know, Facebook groups, and I see that there's a lot of people doing it, and they really get the time, the freedom, and the income that they needed. So that's the time that, okay, let's do this. Yeah,
see. You're not alone. I think most of the freelancers use Google to search how to how to earn online. All right. So you're focusing now on chat messaging, right? So what are your past experience before that? Or did you go straight to chat?
In freelancing, right?
Yeah.
So, jumping in freelancing, I go to Upwork, and first thing that I tried as a freelancer is building a presentation. So that's what do you call this? A presentation for a business consultant. So that's the first thing, designing, implementing it, something like that. Then the second thing is that I applied for a general BA. You do the admin, you do the social media, you do everything. So then I tried focusing on social media first, social media management. I do the posting, the graphics and all, and then I do then there you go, I jump into chatbots. There's a lot
Yeah, so this is always my favorite question. What made you fall in love with chatbot finally after doing all those all those roles after trying every VA role there is, right? How was it? How did you arrive with that decision that finally I'm done. I'm trying so many things. I'm sticking with chatbot.
Yeah. You know, I value my time. I value my time with my family, with myself. So in doing chatbot, you have this thing that templates, you can use templates to just, you know, plug in and plug out to any businesses that needed this. So it's not as hard as any, you know, what do you call this, freelance niches. So when the time that, you know, first thing that I discovered chatbot is building this for my client. I was a VA that time. He is a IT company. And then I was a social media manager that time. And I saw something that chatbot can help his customer support. So that's the time that I explore chatbot. That's the time that I explore using it in different side of his business. And I really see a potential in it. During that time, that was 2018, it's not that familiar or popular in any marketing side. And that's the time that I see its potential to, you know, automate everything and help businesses while myself, I have this time freedom that I really, really wanted. That's why I jumped into freelancing.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't realize that. But follow-up question, is chatbot only for Facebook or you can apply it to any type of platform?
You can use it in Facebook. Now you can use it in Instagram. And then you can also plug it in into Shopify, into any websites.
Okay. Really not familiar with it. I feel like it's more on the technical side, so not really familiar with it. Anyway, what do you think is the advantages and disadvantages when it comes to freelancing?
Advantage. So this is my personal viewpoint, okay?
Yes.
Obviously, you can work in the comfort of your home. in your pajamas, you can work and be with your family. Depends on your setup. You can also control your time and work hours, as I mentioned earlier. And you know, you can also have this freedom to travel while working. And as a mom, I can take care of my children firsthand while earning, which is the very reason why I started freelancing, right? So disadvantage, again, this is my personal viewpoint, because in the corporate world, you have this insurance, HMO, something like that. And in freelancing, at first, when you're starting, of course, you don't have that benefit. And another thing is, I think this is a disadvantage really in freelancing, because you don't have any system in place when you do the freelancing work, right? And you have to make way or figure it out one way or another to have the system. What else? When you're fond into face-to-face work, you don't have any workmates, right? So you don't have any Christmas party, face-to-face thing. Something like that. And you, yeah. And back then in 2018, work from home or freelancing is not that popular, right? So it's so hard for us to you know, to get clients, where to get the specific skills and whatnot. So that's some of the disadvantage that I experienced before.
Follow-up question, how did you deal with those disadvantages?
Disadvantages. First thing, in insurance, right now I have my own insurance. I can pay for it. And regarding the system, we all know that there's some courses, coaches, or paid groups that can help you in building your systems. As we all know, there's Tribe, there's a lot of other courses that can help you build your system, build your business, scale your business. And that's the thing that helped me a lot in my freelancing business to overcome this disadvantage. So yeah, that's it.
Okay. Pointers for our viewers, you can actually do something about those disadvantages. And as a freelancer, you are a business owner, so you can do something about it. If you're worried about even the vacation leaves, paid leaves, whatever leaves you call them, you can actually schedule and do something about it.
There. Yeah.
And what are your biggest blessings since you started freelancing?
Biggest blessing. I think the biggest blessing that I really receive in freelancing is time with my family. Yes, I can't express much more how freelancing gives me so much quality time with my children, with my family. You know, I'm there for all of my children's milestones, all of their birthdays or any family occasions, you know, like reunions or birthday ni tito, ni tita, uncle and auntie, something like that. And, you know, we can eat outside or travel whenever we want because I don't have any 9-to-5 shift or I don't have to battle traffic from home. So, yeah, time. It's really the time.
100%.
Agree.
Yes. Which part, since you're into freelancing for quite some time now, which part do you think aspiring freelancers or those who are newbies to freelancing that, which part of this that they should never skip?
They shouldn't skip having a great foundation, I think, which is in my perspective, is ourselves. You know, I suggest that you take care of yourself first, your health first, feed your mind with good books and invest in good courses. And if you have time and budget, you know, good coaches and programs, and importantly, have a quiet time to grow with your relationship with God. You know, focus on the provider than the provision. So that's basically physical, mental, and spiritual foundation.
Wow, love it.
Yes. It's a holistic approach.
Yes, nurse to nurse.
Yes. And before we go, since you already mentioned God, before we go to that topic, one last question. What do you think, do you have any top requirements when working with clients? Do you have any qualifications before you work with them?
Based on my answers earlier, as you can see, I value my time. So clients that respect my time, my work, and my personal values, that's the top requirement that I really am working on to have that specific client. Yeah, respect.
Yes. Okay, so do you have can you share with us how faith has impacted you and what is God's role in your freelancing journey?
As you've mentioned earlier, God is the CEO, the real boss. Yes. So that's the specific role that God really in my business right now. So, you know, I've got beautiful and well-planned goals, you know, New Year's resolution, the goal planning and all. But when my plans don't work well, I know and I believe he has a bigger and better plans than me. So I just follow, well, you know, I'm ugly crying. I just follow it. So, yeah, he is the real big boss.
Yes. Amen. So, ma'am, do you have any favorite Bible verses?
Bible verse? There's a lot. But the one thing that really impacted me and I really hung on to is, you know, Psalm 46:10. Mm-hmm. Be still and know that I am God. You know, during highs and lows, that is the constant reminder for me that all glory to Him, even during low and high times. You know, I also have this small tattoo in my back. God is greater in my highs and lows. Yes. Oh,
beautiful. Yes. It's a good reminder.
Very, very, very good reminder for all of us.
Yes. Do you think and do you believe that God always finds a way to guide you when it comes to your freelancing business?
Yes. Oh my God.
Can you give an example?
In freelancing business, we really don't know what will happen. As I've said earlier, we don't have any systems. And in all businesses, we don't know what will happen next. But when God really spoke to you, uses people, uses books, uses any resources that you have to speak to you, to guide you, you just want to cry and, my gosh, you really move mountains just for me to see these things and to have this path than this path. So yeah, he really guides us. Even sometimes we don't know if, hello God, can you hear me? Yeah. Yes.
One last question before we go to the part where Ruth will be sharing us some tips. If you were to look back to your younger self, and you are just learning about this freelancing industry, what would you say to her?
I think keep going. Yeah, keep going and just live life. You know, I know you have fears and doubts, and that's valid. It's very normal up until now. Imposter syndrome doesn't go away even at this point. So just do it. That's the only way to figure it out. Do the action. And everything happens for a reason. Understand this. Without mistakes and failures, you wouldn't have never learned.
Yes, yeah. Agree. Yay. So that's the first, the end of the first part of this interview. So we will now go ahead with Ruth's section where she will share with us some tips for effective chatbot digital marketing strategy.
So yeah, first of all, what is chatbot? So basically, chatbot is just, you know, an automated human conversation. You can Google any chatbot meaning, but basically that's the meaning of it. It's just an automated human conversation, which is a tool that helps businesses or organizations to communicate to their audiences way faster through messaging apps. So three important things that, you know, any marketing strategy, and for this is specifically for chatbot, to have is, you know, number one, traffic. Where are your audience coming from? Is it from ads? Is it from social media, website, Instagram, wherever it comes from? You should know where your audience is coming from, okay? Second thing, customer journey. What is the overall experience of your customer in interacting with your business? Do they have to receive some kind of a gift from you? Do they need to give you the email address to get something like that? It should be very specific. It should be included on your strategy. Third is, of course, the very, very important. You should have a specific goal, because this is the mistake of some businesses. They have a lot of goal in one strike. So we should focus first on one specific goal, and it can be sales, it can be leads, is it for awareness? It should be very clear to the audiences that coming into your bot, okay, or in any strategy, in any marketing strategy, it should be very specific. The traffic, the customer journey, and the end goal. So yeah, that's it.
Wow, thank you. Very, very simple.
Yes. Can I ask a follow-up question? Because sure. I'd like to give encouragement to, I know we have a lot of aspiring freelancers listening to our YouTube channel. Can you share, can you, from your point of view, because you were a registered nurse, right?
Okay,
is it a requirement that you are techie to be a chatbot marketer or service provider?
No. Yeah, you don't need to have this coding knowledge or programming skills to learn or to make the chatbot work. That's the very one of the misconceptions of newbies or in freelancing side, that it's kind of technical, it's kind of it has a lot of here and there, but no. I personally prefer to use the ManyChat platform. It doesn't need programming or coding skills at all. You know, they have free templates to use, and you just have to edit it with your data. And then they also have free video courses to guide you on how to use their platform. Yeah, we can give the link to them in this YouTube channel, so they can learn it for free.
Thank you. I hope you guys are listening.
Yes. Let's end the mindset of we need to be techie to start working as a freelancer. So we are now on our last section of this video interview. So this is called Fast Q&A. So go ahead, Sis Belle, and take over.
Yes, this is the fun part. Ready when you're ready, Ruth.
Okay.
Game. Okay, first question. Cake or pie?
Cake.
Able to speak every language in the world or able to talk to animals?
Language in the world.
What was the last movie you watched?
Movie. Sing 2 because of my son. It's 10 times right now.
Last song. Oh, ito. It might be related. Last song playing on your mind. Your LSS song.
Dynamite. Because of my son also.
Teleportation or flying?
Teleportation. It's easier.
Yes. Next, the last book you've read.
Purpose-driven life. Yes.
This one. Top 3 people you follow.
Follow in
social media or your favorite, right, influencers maybe.
Yeah. Number one, Rica Peralejo, because she's a Christian. She's also a mom. She's everything. And I love her content. So, Rica Peralejo. Number two is Nico Jurado. He's one of my mentors. He's into psychology of money. And he's also, she's also a course creator, a coach, forex trader, because I'm also a forex trader. So yeah. Last is John Pagulayan. Because you know, we all know, I really love his mindset and I really love his personality, because I already have this face-to-face meetup with him. He's a really incredible person. Yeah, that's
agree.
My
Yay. Next question. Paper or plastic?
Paper. No to plastic.
Yes. Summer or rainy days?
Summer.
Favorite day of the week?
Friday.
Yay. Ask permission or beg for forgiveness?
Ask permission.
Last but not the least, if you could ask God one question, what would it be?
Do you sleep? It's a joke, but you know, there's a lot of things happening in the world and there's a lot of plans that he has and all. But I know technically that he doesn't sleep, but you know, when you think of this, even just the movement of a small thing he knows, you know, it's just incredible.
Like, we're curious, aren't you getting tired of it all?
Right.
And then people only complains and complains.
Yeah. Because when you're stressed, right? When you're stressed out, you can't sleep. Eh. So, are you sleeping?
So with that, thank you. And thank you for playing the fast Q&A round.
Yes. Congrats. Any one last piece of advice to our aspiring freelancers?
Okay, last piece of advice. Okay, face to face. You must be aware that this does take work and focus, okay? You must commit to learning it by taking action. Taking action is equals getting results. And you know, failure is always part of the equation. And the truth is, we cannot avoid it no matter what we do. So, it's just a matter of how will you use this experience? Will you give up, stop, and just, you know, get away from it? Or you can use it as a stepping forward. You know, fail fast and fail forward. So, yeah. That's it.
Yes. I love that. Taking action is equal to getting results. Remember
yes.
that.
All know that. Yes.
Do you have anything to promote, by the way?
As of now, nothing. But you can follow me in Instagram or in Facebook at Mary Ruth.
Yes, we will share those links in the description of this video. And if you have questions, feel free to connect with her directly or just enter your comments in the comment section and we will relay that question to Ruth. So before we end, let's have, by the way, in the comment section, share with us your favorite tip during this session. And let's have a closing prayer, Sisbel.
Yes, let's remember that we're in the presence of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for another episode done successfully. Thank you for the opportunity to share our knowledge and experience about the freelancing business. Thank you to all the people who support us in our mission. Thank you for the chance to bless others through this platform. We lift up to you all our viewers, our listeners, as well as Ruth and her family and their loved ones. Continue to bless them in all areas of their lives. Whatever their petitions are right now, we pray with them, believing that whatever happens, you always have the best intentions for us. We lift up to you all these, but in the end, your will be done, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
So if you are still watching us for the very first time, make sure that you are subscribed. And if you are listening to our podcast, be sure to follow, leave a review. And if you have some feedback, let us know. Feel free to share your thoughts in the comment section. So we'll see you again on Monday for another live praise and worship session. Thank you, Ruth, for spending time with us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, everyone. God bless.
Thanks for listening to the Freelancing with Faith podcast with Connie and Mel. Did you enjoy this podcast? If so, we hope you will share our show with your friends and family. Check out Mel's website at socialbellph.com and Connie's website at conniesabala.com to get to know us. Make sure to listen to our next episode, and we look forward to sharing more freelancing tips and stories with you.